Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is Apostle Etta Banks, praise be unto God, your host here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to say good morning to my beautiful, absolutely marvelous, stupendous, supportive, and loyal co-host, Minister Garnes. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, beloved. Yes, thank you so much for the wonderful, awesome introduction. And all those things that you just said to me, I'm turning right back around to say about you. So good morning.
Good morning, precious heart. Good morning. Amen. Well, you know, we have an awesome show lined up for the folks today. And the month of March, you know, it's going to be awesome as we talk about marriages with the numerous couples that will be coming on. And I'm excited about it and looking forward to it. But today, let me say good morning to Joyce in New York. Good morning, beloved. Good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. God bless you. Good morning to Thomas Farr and Desiree. Good morning to you. God bless you. Good morning to Isaiah in Pennsylvania and Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to Rob in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kim. Good morning, beloved. Good morning to Prophet and Songbird Crawford. Good morning in Tennessee. God bless you. Good morning to Denise in Pennsylvania. God bless you. Good morning to Deacon Banks in Maryland. God bless you. Yep. Y'all numbers, just keep the folks calling. Y'all keep on calling in. And look, this is a time for you to call somebody and tell them to join us today for the awesome program that is set up and waiting for you today. So just good morning to each and every one of you. At this time, praise God, we're going to ask Minister Tabika, does she have any shout-outs that she wants to give?
Yes, I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you, and thank you again for joining us this morning. And we just love the fact that you guys are so loyal to this show, and we just give God the glory and the praise for that, because it's because of him. He's allowing this to take place. He's given us this platform to use to make him famous and to glorify his name. And so we don't want to take anything away from him. And so that's why we dedicate this show to him, because he chose Apostle Banks, you know, to do this show. And I'm so grateful that she thought enough of me and chose me to be her co-host. So to God be the glory for everything that he is doing through us and, you know, through the airwaves. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, every time that we come to this show on Saturday morning, no matter how tired I am, the minute I hear the announcer go, Blog Talk Radio, you know, like, there is a burst of energy that just comes over me. I'm excited about, you know, talking to our people and hearing them share their hearts. And again, like you, I thank God for the privilege to be on this platform. Beloved, would you please bless us this morning by opening in prayer for us?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. There is none like you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. We just give you praise, and we honor you, and we glorify you, and we love you, Lord, because you are worthy, Lord God. We just say thank you, Lord. We are here. We are awake. That means that you kept us throughout the night, Lord God. And, Lord, we just give you glory, Lord, for just everything. Our hearts Lord God. Our hearts are full this morning because just thinking about who you are and the things that you have done in our lives, Lord God, and the things that we have experienced, and you were with us every step of the way, every step of the way,
every step of the way.
It was never a time where you weren't with us, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Lord, for being so faithful to us, Lord God. Even when we're not faithful to you, Lord God, but Lord, we thank you for being faithful to us. Thank you, Father God, for all the things that you are doing, Lord God. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your blessings in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
so thank you for your protection, Lord God. Thank you for the mountains that you helped us move out of the way. Thank you for the giants that you helped us slay, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes, so God.
Thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You
are wonderful and marvelous in all your ways, Father, and we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We thank you for each and every person on this line. God, you know their needs. You know their heart desires. Lord God, you know whatever it is that they're going through, Father God. And I just ask, Lord, that you be with them. I just ask that you cover them. I just ask, Lord God, that peace be with them. In the name of Jesus, God, I just pray that your love would overwhelm them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We rejoice, Lord God. We rejoice on today, Lord God, where some of us are, it's raining. Some others, Lord God, they may be experiencing snow. I don't know, Father God, but whatever it looks like outside, Lord God, we still get praise. Hallelujah. We still get praise.
Yes, yes.
The sun may not be shining, Lord God, but the sun is shining. Lord God, so we give you glory, Lord God, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. It's because of you that we live and we breathe, Lord God. Because of you, Father God, that we're able to get up in the morning and keep going in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. So we thank you for your strength right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for your loyalty, Father God. We thank you for all things in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for all things, Lord God. So, Father, just have your way. We thank you, Lord God, for our guest on today, Cecilia, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Now touch her, Father God, in ways that you never had before, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am blessed every time I hear this woman of God pray. I am blessed. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to pray yet this morning, and you don't know if anybody else has prayed for you, know when you come to heart, somebody is praying for you. Somebody is praying for you. Praise be unto God. Now, also to our listening audience, remember as we go through this conversation today, if you have a question for our guest or for me and my co-host, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad and we will acknowledge you. We will open up your line so that you can speak what is on your heart. Remember, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. With that being said, I would like to take the opportunity to introduce you to our guest. Her name is Cecilia Cutchins. Praise be unto God. And she is an author. And we're going to let her say hello and give us a brief introduction of herself. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. My name, as she stated, is Cecilia Cutchins. I'm a member of Key to Life Global Ministries in Clinton, Maryland. I'm an intercessor. I'm an entrepreneur. And God is just blessing.
Amen. 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 An intercessor and an entrepreneur. And I'm telling you, being an entrepreneur, interceding is something that's very serious. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pray. Yes, yes. Well, we have an acquaintance in common, Jackie Anderson, and she was the one that brought you to my attention, and I'm glad that she did. Yes, I am so glad that she did. And what I'd like for you to do before we actually hit on your book, could you tell us what it is that you are an entrepreneur? I mean, what things have you done in your entrepreneurship? What things have you done?
Sure. Currently, I'm connected to this marvelous company that's worldwide that helps people to get a pay increase without asking their boss for one, that helps people to improve their credit and helps people with land purchase, as well as I also do some consultation. I have a number that people can contact me, and I advise people, which is part of intercession. God is just blessing me in those two areas currently.
Okay, awesome. Very good. And why don't you give your number out now, and we'll do it again a little later in the show.
Let
people know how they can reach you. Yes, ma'am.
Not a problem. My number is 240-380-2252, and I'll say that again. It's 240-380-2252.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. Now, the
Thank
book
you.
That we want to discuss today, yes, darling, is Golden Nuggets. Golden Nuggets. Now, I know what I get in my mind when I think of Golden Nuggets, but you tell us, what does Golden Nuggets mean?
Golden Nuggets means that these are different ideas that God has given to me that are golden, that they're golden. Gold is something that can be used. Gold is something that is rough at first, and then it's shined up. It doesn't start out pretty, but when the finishing product is good, it's pretty, it's useful. So that's what golden nuggets.
Okay, all righty. And what made you decide to journal that, to write things down about your golden nuggets? What brought you to that place?
Well, God had given me ideas and things and comparisons to day-to-day life things. And I'm a person where I journal. I've always been taught to journal. So I was journaling things, and I was sharing it with my church family during Bible studies and things of this sort. And they're like, okay, Cece, so when are you going to do the book? Where's the book coming? When's the book? Where's the book? And it took a while for me to birth this, but I thank God that it has been birthed.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know you didn't know this, but Minister Tabika is an author as well. And when you were saying, you know, that you journal all the time, this woman does the same thing and has got so many journals. Like, she could open up a store and sell her journals. And I'm sure you probably got the same thing, you know. Amazing. I tell you. You know, to the two of you, I believe the majority of us have a book on the inside. And maybe we all weren't meant to write the book, but I really believe that we all have a book. We all have a story to tell. There's something that God has done to us, with us, through us, you know, that we can share with someone, and it could be written down. So I just want to thank you for writing your book. Minister Tabika, you have something to say, and you can go on from there, honey.
Yes, ma'am. So who is your core audience? Like, when you had this book in mind, did you have a core audience in mind and focus, or you were just writing to inspire just any age group?
It is for anyone and everyone of every age. Anyone and everyone can use this book. It is meant to inspire and encourage. So it's for anyone and everyone.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
could you read us a piece, please, an excerpt from your book?
I sure can. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go to, go to page 39. This one is entitled Overdraft Protection. I was lying in the bed thinking about it being the last day of the year. I was thinking about me getting my nails done and there being money in my account. They say the way you bring the year in is the way you'll be during the year. I was thinking that one of my accounts was overdrawn or had a zero balance. My money market account is my overdraft protection for my checking account. God reminded me that He is our overdraft protection. Every time we are on zero or think we can't take anymore, God refills us with His Holy Spirit, and we can move on in His strength. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can handle whatever comes our way. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Truly encouraging. Truly encouraging. Amen. And it's easy reading, too. Easy reading. I can see how it is, you know, for any age group. Easy reading, but oh, my God, that was. And I like that, that He is our overdraft protection, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
Yes, I like that. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Tadika.
Yeah. So from... Thank you so much for sharing that. That was very, very powerful. I felt that in my spirit as you were reading.
Amen.
So I was, and the
Amen.
Funny part about that, when Apostle asked you if you could share a portion from your book, I was about to ask you the very same question. So amen. So right now I'm gonna ask you, where can we purchase your book?
My book can be purchased on Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com. And people who know me, they can also purchase it from me as well.
All right. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. And so what message, is there a message that you would desire the world to get from Golden Nugget?
Yes, ma'am. The message that... I would like for the world to get or grasp is that you can find God in everyday experiences.
Mm-hmm.
There's any and everything that you can do. Every time you look around you, you can find God. You can see God and His miracles, His miraculous things, His favor, His grace. I love those two twins, grace and mercy. God gives us grace and mercy, even when we're not deserving of it. He loves us when we're unlovable. And I just thank God for loving us. I thank God for being a kept woman, for being kept by God, because He continues to keep me. Hallelujah. He's just an awesome God. He is.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all, sister is fired up. For a moment there, we felt like we was in church because she could preach.
Jesus, to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Now, how old were you when you got saved?
Oh, my God. I was about 16. I was in high school. I distinctly remember... my Baptist church that I grew up in, we would go to a camping trip every year in June. And this particular year, they had, the camp was so that the boys were on one side and the girls were on the other side. And we had invited some leaders from another church, Allopatmas Baptist Church, to come with us to the camping trip. I grew up at Tabernacle Baptist Church in on 719 Division Avenue in Northeast. And we had such a awesome time in God, and several of us young people were filled with the Holy Ghost. And it was such an awesome experience. People could see the difference when I came back. When we came back, people could see the difference. They could see the Holy Spirit on us. They can see that glow. That we were just such kingdom kids at the time. We were just so excited about what God had done for us up in those mountains.
Awesome. Praise God, praise God. Another thing I'd like to ask you, now these golden nuggets, they came from, you know, your experience, things that God did for you, and so the Holy Spirit ministering to you, and that's where you got the golden nugget from. I would like to ask you, would you please be kind enough to share with us an experience, one of your testimonies of a time when you may have thought that you were going to give up, and how God stepped in, and what happened?
glory be to God. Glory be to God. One experience. I had, back in 2012, I had been at Children's Hospital for 13 years. I was in management. I'm in healthcare, have been in healthcare over 34 plus years. And my job, they forced me to resign, basically, me and several other managers. There was a change in management. A sheik had given the hospital, the Children's Hospital in D.C., a lot of money, and they had named the main campus in D.C. after him. So they did a changing, a rearranging. And so me and several other managers were forced to resign from our position. And even on that last day, November 30th, 2012, when I was, that was my last day, and I still, because I am committed to excellence, I am rooted in excellence. I am rooted in belief that if you don't give 100% of what you do, it's a waste of energy. So I believe in serving God and serving man, because what we do unto man is like we're serving unto God. So I believe in doing everything in excellence. And on that particular day, I was very, people were saying, well, you know, you should leave. You have all of this time built up. You're going to lose this time. You know, you should take these last 2 weeks off. No, what I do is unto God. I have to be a living ambassador for the God that I serve. To the God that I teach about. I have been talking about God for 14 years throughout those halls of Children's Hospital. So I had to live this thing out, even in this moment. So, and a month before that, October 15th of 2012, my mom passed, and I had been her caretaker, and I had moved back home with her, so I was with her. So it was just a tumultuous time for me. But God still kept me. And so I was forced to resign. I didn't even get a job for 3 years. That following April, I fell at my daughter's house in 2013 and tore my quad and had to have surgery. So most of 2013, I was being repaired, not only in the physical but in the mental, because God was still reminding me that he was still keeping me, no matter what it looked like with my physical eyes. And it did not feel good, but he still kept me. And even in that 3 year span where I did not work pretty much, because I didn't get a job from that until December 2013. And then I worked that job for a year, and then the manager, the head doctor there, decided that he did not like my managing style. He was a he liked to oversee everything. So I did what God would have me do. I'm like, God, okay, after me being in this job for a year, I gotta leave too. But he kept me. He kept me for that 3 year span time. I even bought a car with when I wasn't working. Where did you do that at? I bought a $15,000 car for $8,000. I walked in there with the check. See, God told me to go to my credit union at that time and get a check for $3,000 to go with what I had pulled from my 401k
to buy a car because somebody had hit my paid off car that was sitting there on the street minding its business when I was in the house being, I was healing from having a hysterectomy. And I heard the boom at midnight that night. Didn't know what it was until the next morning. But God still allowed me to go get a new car. See, it was time for something new. It was time for a refreshing. So
yes.
He had someone to hit my vehicle, and it'd be totaled. And I was hurt because that was the first car that I had really paid off in my life. Come on, Jesus, that was my baby. We've been through a lot together. You going to take my baby? But he gave me something new. He gave me something better. And I went to the dealership with my son. And there was a car that was $15,000 for sale. And I had a friend who was a car salesman, and he told me what to say when I went in there. So I went in with the favor of God and came out with the favor of God because I paid for the car cash, it seemed like, or paperwork, and wasn't working in a pie factory. I had been doing Uber for those 3 years, and God still kept me. Even though I had gotten to a point where I was homeless and had moved in with a friend of a friend, God still was keeping me. He was still giving me favor. So I thank God for those two twins, grace and mercy. I thank God for favor because he continues to keep me even to this day. Even when July of last year, I lost my job after 3 years. I'm like, okay, God, here we go again for real. And recently just started a new job, and even though it's a temporary assignment, and I had no income from July 30th up until December because, you know, they had issues with the unemployment, God still allowed me not to miss a beat. God still gave me favor with my creditors. My truck is still sitting out front that I bought last January. I'm still in my apartment. You know, God even with that had the state, D.C. government, that's really not a state, to help me pay my rent and get it caught up for what I was missing. God is just such an awesome God. He just does things when we feel that we're on our last leg and he steps in. We have to trust him. As they say, you have to trust him when you can't trace him. So I thank God for just being who he is to me. You see, prayer changes things. I know that for myself. I know that I know that I know that prayer changes things. Even when my family, my sister and her entire family had gotten COVID, they're still here. Nobody died. Thank you, Jesus. Even when my daughter got COVID, nobody else in her family between her husband and her four kids got it, and she's still here. Everybody in my family that I know that I found out that contracted the COVID virus is still here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name,
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah, because we're praying, family. We trust him. We believe in him. We know the God that we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
My goodness.
Hallelujah.
Folks, you are listening to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And the voice you just heard was that of Cecilia Cutchin. And we thank you, the Holy Spirit, for what you've done in her life. She is the author of Golden Nugget. And this book is used to inspire you and encourage you and motivate you. And as you can see, she experienced what it is she has written about. She has been through some time, and she had to have the Holy Spirit encourage her as she goes through. Remember, saints, every show we do is recorded. So it is recorded and archived. If you didn't get the beginning of the show, you can go back, you know, to www.thelongtalkradio.com/Apostle Etta Banks. And you will get the Heart to Heart show, and you can listen to the show. And we definitely encourage you to share with somebody else. Also, if you wish to ask a question or make a comment to the woman of God, give her a word of encouragement, press 1 on your keypad, and we will acknowledge you. Tadika, back in your hands, beloved.
Amen. I'm still basking in what her testimony is.
Mm-hmm.
What she just shared. It's like I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say after that. But to God be the glory. Oh my goodness. I know someone on this line had to get some hope and restoration, mm-hmm. Some filling with Holy Spirit after that.
Good
Lord. And we do have we do have someone that would like to share your last four digits of 1890. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Stephanie. So I woke up this morning feeling very, very down and feeling very just defeated. And I actually got falsely accused and fired last week. And that has never happened to me in my whole life. And I just want to thank you for the words that you have given, because I feel a renewed spirit. And I am going out today and getting your book. And
amen.
I just want to thank you, and please keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Praise
yes,
amen.
Thank you for sharing.
God.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. And Cecilia, please tell folks where they can get your book.
Sure. The book can be purchased at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Amen. Praise be unto God. Stephanie?
Wait a minute. Let me
Stephanie,
put her back on one second.
Okay.
Oh. One second. All right, there she is.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Stephanie? Okay,
yes,
beloved.
Ma'am.
Let me see. Well, of course, as a listener here on the show, I want to let Heart to Heart purchase the book for you, okay?
Amen.
We will purchase the book for you. And I pray blessings over your life, and that what the enemy meant for bad, God will take it, turn it around, and bring good out of it. When one door closes, another truly does open, just as in God's timing. I pray for creativity to be in your life right now, that God will give you creative ways to find peace in him and to do what you need to do. So just listen carefully. But new vision, Heart to Heart, we will purchase the book for you. And
thank you.
Amen, darling. So be blessed. That is our gift to you.
Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Cecilia, is there something else that you would like to share with us? Or Tabika, are you down here enough? Do you have a question? Then if she wants to, you know, say something on her own, she can. But do you have a question for her?
We do have another caller that wishes to speak. Your last four numbers are 1479. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. How are you, ladies?
Awesome. Yeah.
I just called to tell my sister friend that we've been friends for since we were 9 years old, or at least I was nine. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. She's always had golden nuggets in her heart, always spoke words of wisdom at a young age. Was there when she was filled with the Holy Ghost. God is just blessing you. And I want to say this. My sister friend came to help me. I've been on bed rest since October and finally able to walk again with my crutches in February. And I watched her. I would check on her through my security system, 4 a.m., up praying, working, editing, doing the final stages of her book. When I tell you, I am so excited for you, Cece.
Amen.
And I love you, and I will do everything to help you market your book. I am just so proud to be your sister and friend.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. This was ordained for this day. I'm telling you, truly ordained for this day. You know, just in touching Stephanie's heart, you know, alone, if nobody else got anything, she got what she came to this radio show to get, whether she knew it or not. She got it.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Cecilia, is there something else, darling, that you would like to share?
Basically, just to tell people to stay encouraged, to stay focused. It says in the word that thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And we should partake in the Bible, in the word of God every day. The word of God is the food for our spirit. Like we have daily food that we feed our body, we need to feed our spirit daily. So we need to partake of that, so that when, if we get to a point where we need it, when we do get to that point where we need it, we can regurgitate what we need to help not only ourselves but people who are around us. So we must partake of that spiritual food on a daily basis.
Amen. Praise be unto God. You know, when your sister friend was talking, she reminded me of my sister friend. And we've been friends since we were 12 years old. And Lord God, I'm almost 70. Help me, Jesus. Glory be to God. I can't even imagine it. You know, like when I say that out in the air, I'm like, Lord, are you serious? You know, I don't know what you're supposed to feel like when you're 70 years old, but my goodness, like, I cannot conceive being that close to 70. I just cannot conceive it. But it's good, you know, to have someone that's been a friend, a lifetime friend, and not everybody has that, you know. So I thank God for your sister friend. Now, Amen. Now, there is something I want to ask you to do. And as an intercessor, of course, you pray. And I want to ask you to pray for my listening audience and Stephanie in particular. But pray for the listening audience, if you would, please. I'd appreciate that so much.
Yes, ma'am. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you. God, we love you with every ounce of our being. God, you said that you would supply our every need according to your riches and glory. And you are a God that cannot lie. So God, we thank you, God, for supplying our every need. God, I ask that you would be with Sister Stephanie, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
God, and supply her every need, God. I ask that you would strengthen not only her mind, God, but her body, God, her heart, God. Give her a renewing, give her a refreshing, give her a revival, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that she can go out and she can spread your good word, God. She can spread your good gospel, God. She will be a living testimony of your goodness, of your grace, and of your mercy. Oh, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, for heart-to-heart ministries, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the people that it is blessing, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Continue to strengthen apostles and her co-host, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. As they reach out to the community, God. As they continue to bless the community, God. As they continue to strengthen the community, God. Glory to your name, God.
Yes.
Letting people know that through you all things are possible, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
That they must surrender their own will, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And take on the will of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Oh, God, so we just love you. We praise you. We adore you. God, we ask that anybody on this line who is having ailments in their bodies, God, that you would heal their bodies, God. For God, you are the healer of all healers, God. You are the balm in Gilead, God. So we thank you, God, and we give you a yet praise, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, for you're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And not only heal their body, God, but heal their mind, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes the lesions of the mind are worse than the lesions of the body. So, God, we thank you, God, for the healing of the mind, God, for the refreshing, the renewing of the mind, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, so we love you. We praise you. We adore you, God. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for victory in every situation, God. No matter what it looks like with our physical eyes, God, we have victory, God. As the song says, victory in Jesus. No one can hinder me. No more chains and no more shackles. Because God has set me free. No, devil, I will not listen to your lies anymore. They're hindering in their body. I won't go back no more. So, God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for the healing, God. We thank you for the ministry, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And it is so. Amen and amen.
It is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 God. We
yes,
truly
God, yes,
thank
God.
God. We thank Him. We thank Him for this time in Him. And while she
yes.
was praying, I thought, you know, about the different countries and the places where the people don't have the freedom to do what we just did. They don't have the freedom to do it. Praise be unto God. And we have the freedom to praise His name, to call His name out loud without being afraid of being murdered, you know, or tortured, whatever the case may be. Oh, my God. Father, I thank You for the freedom in You, Lord God. I thank You for the freedom in You. Praise be unto God. Woman of God, thank You so much for the prayer. Thank You so much, so much. Thanks. If there's anyone else, hallelujah, that has anything that they want to say, we have a few minutes left. If anyone else has anything they would like to say, press 1 on your keypad. If anyone else, because right now I just feel the spirit of prayer in the air, of intercession in the air. If there's anyone else that would like to pray, you know, we open up the lines for you to do so. Let the Lord use you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Just let God use you this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise be
to God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory,
and Apostle,
glory,
I must also give honor where honor is due to my pastors, Prophetess Fiona and Prophet Jared Rogers of Key to Life Global Ministries. I thank God for my spiritual parents. They are awesome parents. They are prayer warrior parents, and I thank God for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
Jesus. And it's so honorable that you remember your pastors, those that labor for you, praise God, that are going before the Lord on your behalf, you know, and bringing you up and teaching and training and all.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Thank you for acknowledging them. Thank you, because so many people forget to do so. So thank you, beloved.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, Amen. Wow, 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 wow. You know, I had to slow down. I'm on the highway driving. You know, like when you listen to fast music, you know, you kind of drive a little faster than you should be driving. And honey, the Holy Spirit was moving, and my feet were just pressing down on that gas pedal. And I'm like, whoa, Nelly, hold on a moment. Hold on. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Darling, if you would please give your phone number one more time and the location of where we can get your book.
Yes, ma'am. My phone number is 240-380-2252. Again, that's 240-380-2252. And you can purchase my book at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Wait a minute. We have someone else.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Pastor. You said you had someone else. Go ahead.
Okay. Your last four digits are 9071. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello and good morning. My name is Dion, and I am a friend of TC, and I just wanted to just let you know that I am just simply honored, and it is such a privilege to be able to call you a friend, as well as you may not think that you're my big sister, but the things that you have shown me in my life, they are things that I definitely keep with me. That I remember to do. Although we work together and like our personal lives did cross, there are still things that I treasure in my heart that you have shown and shared with me. And I just want to tell you that you are a light and that your light will, I hope that it will continue to shine as bright as a diamond. And I do have a question. Was there any part of the book that was more of a struggle to write on or to share?
Oh my God. Thank you so much, Dion. I love you, sis. I love you.
I love you too.
The book itself, it was a struggle to write during the time back in 2012, because God started giving me these nuggets in 2009. And that's why I dated it. A lot of devotional books doesn't have the date on the devotionals, but I purposely put the dates on the devotional so people can see when God gave those to me. And it took a minute for it to come to fruition, but I was determined to do the will of God. And when another prophetess friend of mine in New Jersey called me and said, God said, birth this nail, I had no other choice but to do what God said do. So during 2012, when my friend Patty Jo died and my mom died, because Patty died Easter Monday of 2012 and mom died October the 15th of 2012. And the book actually is dedicated to both of them, my mom and my friend Patty Jo. That was a difficult time for me right there. That was a very difficult a time for me right there.
Amen. Thank you so much for the question, sister. Thank you.
Thank you, Dion.
We have another caller. Amen.
Okay.
One second. Your last four digits are 6929. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless everyone. My name
Good
is
morning.
Paula, and I'm one of CC's sisters in Christ. And I just wanted to call CC and just to, you know, publicly congratulate you on your book.
Thank you, sir.
I've been walking this for a while, and I know how long it's taken for this to come to pass. But like you said, we knew it was going to come to pass. And so I just love you. I love your spirit. I just want to continue to encourage you and know that your family loves you. We love you so much, and the best is yet to come. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you so much, Paul. Minister Paul, I love you too.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. My goodness.
One second. We have another caller. Your last four digits are 4150. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm listening with excitement because these things that have just been put in my heart that have been years of coming through to fruition, some things haven't come to pass yet, but the faith, keeping that faith and keeping your eye on the Lord when things aren't going right is so it's tremendous. I like how when you spoke about being 3 years without work. I remember when my husband and I went through that, we were 3 years without a job, and yet he just kept the faith. And I would start getting nervous and upset and thinking, the Lord will provide, the Lord will provide. And then even before this COVID hit, God started speaking to me about a year before, and he said, get out of debt. And so I started working on all my debt, and then it hit. The job I was working at got hit quite hardly without work because we do restaurants and bars and all, we service them. And the Lord told me, he said, do not stop paying anything. Continue to pay just as you've been doing. Keep it going. And I honestly, if it were not for God, I think I would have fallen apart. But I've seen his grace and his mercy during this last year and a half, where he's enabled me to continue. And instead of my credit rating going down, it went up.
Amen.
One of the things I have been praying for was restoring of my name, because during those 3 years when he was out of work, we couldn't pay things like we had been. And so your name gets messed up, even though I call the creditors and all. I had one creditor who wouldn't work with us. And so it messed up our name. And I have been praying for you, Lord, restore our name. And during this time, that's what God did. And our credit rating just shot up. And I never would have thought, but God took me through that a second time. And so it is, it's his grace and mercy always, and his faithfulness, that as we trust in him, as we stay focused on his word, he will be what he said he will be. And I love how your book, I haven't read your book, but just some of the things that you're mentioning, like the scripture, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ.
Yes.
And he has to strengthen us during those hard times when things get their worst, to carry on, to believe in him, and press on. I just love it. And I wrote down your number too, and I intend to get your book as well.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
That would
be
the
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
All it is.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Yes.
Yes, to be
and
good.
All this is when that makes.
Amen.
Bless
us. We have another caller. 1 second.
All righty.
Your last four digits are 1189. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, your last four digits are 1189. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was muted. Good morning and praise the Lord. I'm calling to congratulate my sister-in-law, Cecilia Cudgeon. She has done an awesome job.
Thanks.
I've been with your brother for over 40 years, and I have seen growth in her, and she continues to stay strong to be there. So I want to say congratulations on your book, And I love you.
Thank you so much, sis. Love you too.
Amen. Amen. Listen, y'all, I encourage you to purchase two books from her.
Amen.
Two
Amen.
Books, one for yourself and one to bless somebody else. I'm encouraging the listening audience, purchase the
Amen.
Book and get it for someone else. And if you can't afford to
Amen.
Get two, get one and give that one to someone else. And don't know how God will bless you back. And as we close our show, you're going to hear what's called our circle of blessings. So I pray that you don't hang up until you hear the circle of blessings. But I'm going to sign off myself. Cecilia, thank you so very, very much. Thank you.
You
have been a blessing to us. We really appreciate you. And I know the audience has. And also, there were people on this line that spoke highly of you, and that in itself is a marvelous thing to have somebody
Amen.
That would stand before you and give witness and testify about your life. So we
Amen.
Thank God for it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry. Somebody else wishes to speak. Let me let them in real quick. 1 second. Their last four digits are 2660. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. I'm Cecilia's brother, and baby girl keeps continually blessing people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep continually encouraging people.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's only one. She's one
mm-hmm.
of the ones that had my back when
mm-hmm.
I couldn't have my own back.
All right.
She's
mm-hmm.
one of the sisters that no matter what goes down, it's the point of a person being sick. And that's a testimonial within itself. So continually keep encouraging and keep blessing. Let them know that the word of God stands alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
I love you.
I love you too, bro.
And
you know,
afterwards, I'm gonna be clowning later.
So. Like a brother should do. Amen.
Amen. Oh,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank
well,
you so much.
You're continually doing what you do. Because
thank
it's very
you.
Helpful. It's very
thank
helpful.
You so much.
Amen.
And listen, y'all, I do want to encourage all of the guests that came on specifically to hear Cece. May I call you Cece right now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I feel like I know you now. So to all of you that came on the show specifically because of the interview that was going on with Cece today, I encourage you to come back to Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And in the month of March, which is next week, we start. We will be doing a series on marriages, and we'll be coming from a book called The 7-Minute Marriage Solution. 7-Minute Marriage Solution. 7 things
Amen.
You need to stop doing in your marriage, 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage, and 7 things that are extremely important no matter what. So I encourage
Amen.
You, please, to come back and share with us for the month of March. and we really would appreciate you being there with us. All right, amen. Beloved. Again, thank you, Cece. And
thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation. I appreciate the opportunity.
Amen, darling. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. All right, folks. This is Apostle Etta Banks and Tavika Garnes here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next Saturday. Listen to the Circle of Blessings. Go ahead, beloved.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builder. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as He does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that He bestowed upon them. And then God, in His awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings He bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.